Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 77 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
It's just an absolute political stunt, but frankly, not surprising from somebody as incompetent as he is.
Kentucky's Attorney General has filed a lawsuit against Governor Matt Bevin.
An Eastern Kentucky water district is requesting a rate increase.
Jobless rates in the Commonwealth fell last year.
Moorhead State's farm will hold a plant sale this weekend.
A man killed in an officer-involved shooting in Bath County last week has been identified.
In sports, Rowan County Baseball welcomes Brackham County to Moorhead tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Showers possible tonight with a low around 61 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Attorney General Andy Beshear announced today he's taking new legal action against Governor Matt Bevin for backlash against teachers. WKYT reports the Kentucky Labor Cabinet sent subpoenas to school districts that closed because teachers were protesting several bills during this year's legislative session. Beshear responded in a letter threatening legal action if subpoenas were not rescinded in 10 days. That promise came to fruition today during a press conference where Beshear spoke out against Bevin, saying teachers have been treated unfairly.
This isn't even a veiled threat. It is a direct threat, direct intimidation, and it's against people who aren't paid enough, who dedicate their lives to teaching our children. Our teachers do not deserve this.
The Jefferson County Teachers Association joined Beshear in the lawsuit. Bevin's chief of staff put out a statement this morning calling the lawsuit a political stunt.
An Eastern Kentucky water district is asking for a major rate increase to keep water flowing to its customers. The Southern Water and Sewer District serves more than 5,000 customers in Floyd and Knott counties, but board members are scrambling to raise new revenue after the utility posted operating losses in excess of $800,000 last year. New District Board Chair Jeff Prater tells the Herald Leader the utility is committed to doing whatever it takes to keep water flowing to its customers.
We're going to provide water service, and the declaration is just the first steps to make sure we obtain whatever funding needs we have to continue day-to-day operations. And so we're going to keep people's water flowing, and we're going to do whatever's necessary for that. And so that's the reason for these steps.
The district is asking the PSC to approvate a 32.3% rate increase. Southern applied for a 33% increase earlier, but the PSC denied that application. The application for this rate increase is available online at psc.ky.gov by searching for case number 2019-00131.
A post-secondary education council says Kentucky is on track to reach its educational attainment goal of 60% of the working-age population having a certificate or degree by 2030. The update came as Kentucky's Council on Post-Secondary Education released an annual progress report on educational achievement rates. It says the total number of undergraduate degrees and credentials conferred increased 2.9% in 2017 and 18 over the prior year. That beats the 1.7% average annual increase needed to stay on track towards the long-range goal. The increase includes public and independent institutions. The report shows undergraduate degrees and credentials increased 2.6% at both public universities and the Kentucky Community and Technical College system. Council President Aaron Thompson says the update shows efforts to improve teaching and learning, advising, and student support services are paying off.
Officials say unemployment rates fell in 94 of the Commonwealth's 120 counties between March 2018 and March 2019. The Kentucky Center for Statistics say jobless rates rose in 19 counties and stayed the same in 7 counties. According to WKYT, Woodford County had the state's lowest unemployment rate at 3.3%, followed by Boone, Fayette, Oldham, and Scott counties at 3.5% each. Officials say Magoffin County had the state's highest jobless rate at 12.3%, Lewis County was next at 9.1%, followed by Carter County at 8.3%, Menifee County at 8%, and Elliott and Wolf Counties at 7.6% each.
The Moorhead State University farm plant sale will take place this weekend. MSU's flower and vegetable plant sale is held every year at the Derrickson Agricultural Complex. Items in the sale range from flowers like petunias and geraniums to vegetables like tomatoes and cucumbers. Fruit and orchard specialist Zach Clymer says the herbal plants require special care.
My plants are roughly 7 to 8 inches tall right now. Some a little bit bigger, some a little bit smaller herb-wise. Big thing to remember about herbs is you have to pinch them. You can't just let them go to flower because they go to flower a lot of times and die.
The plant sale continues May 3rd through the 5th and then again on May 10th and 11th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The HIV Legacy Walk took place on Sunday in downtown Lexington to spread awareness about fighting to the end of the virus. AVOL Kentucky hosted the walk to give attention to what the organization offers, including testing, education, and housing help. AVOL Kentucky's Executive Director John Parker tells LAX 18 there are resources out there to end the disease.
We have enough medical technology to be able to really end HIV in Kentucky, and we need people to spread the word.
All proceeds of the event went towards stopping the spread of HIV in Kentucky.
Baptist Health Lexington was named in the 2019 edition of 100 Great Hospitals in America by Beckler's Healthcare. According to LAX 18, the hospitals included on the list have been recognized nationally for excellence in clinical care, patient outcomes, and staff and physician satisfaction. The list also includes industry innovators that have sparked trends in healthcare technology, hospital management, and patient satisfaction. The institutions are considered industry leaders that have achieved advanced accreditation and certification in multiple specialties.
A Lexington rabbi is speaking out following a string of violent attacks on places of worship. According to WKYT, following last week's attacks in Sri Lanka and the death of a worshiper after gunmen opened fire in a synagogue in San Diego over the weekend, Temple Adeth Israel, a synagogue on Ashland Avenue, has decided to keep its doors locked during worship. Rabbi David Wershofter says everyone should mourn the loss of innocent lives.
As Americans, our hearts should be broken any time that innocent blood is shed, and especially for those of us of faith, those of us who believe in freedom of religion.
Wershofter believes that American leaders should preach tolerance and take another look at challenges the country's gun laws have created. A rally hosted by faith leaders across Lexington will be held on May 6th at St. Paul Catholic Church on West Short Street. Leaders hope to call on legislators in Kentucky and Washington, D.C. to pass gun safety laws.
The opioid epidemic has brought about a multitude of infectious diseases. The illness is spread through needle sharing in rural communities. After a 2015 HIV outbreak in Scott County, Indiana, two states are hyper-focused on their rural population and drug use. Kentucky and Tennessee share many parallels with Scott County, especially in rural counties. Wayne Smith is the director of Samaritan Ministry in Knoxville. He tells WYMT that a faith-based approach to people affected with drug-related issues can help.
We have to quit the moral messaging and the putting people down and categorizing people. Jesus taught that we're supposed to love each other, love our community, love our neighbors. So how do we do that? How do we make that happen in our community? Well, we got to talk to people that aren't like us, to love people regardless of what's going on in their lives.
Smith believes that making moves towards safe needle exchange programs is the right step for fighting the disease. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Ginny's Embroidery Unlimited, 143 East Main Street in Moorhead. Embroidery Unlimited specializes in screen printing, embroidery, heat press, quilts, and blankets, wedding, anniversary, and baby gifts, custom-designed t-shirts, pullovers, hoodies, hats, and bags for athletic teams, Greek organizations, clubs, and businesses. Open at 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Embroidery Unlimited can be reached at 784-7000 and Facebook under Jenny's Embroidery Unlimited.
A Mount Sterling man killed in an officer-involved shooting last week has been identified. Kentucky State Police say 29-year-old Emory Moore died after a police chase in Bath County. KSP Post 8 in Moorhead received a call for assistance from the Bath County 911 Center last Wednesday. The telecommunicator advised a Bath County deputy had been involved in a vehicle pursuit and discharged their agency-issued firearm. It was determined the operator of the pursuit vehicle suffered an injury causing his death. The incident remains under investigation by the Kentucky State Police Critical Incident Response Team. An autopsy was scheduled for last week by the State Medical Examiner's Office in Frankfort. Officials said last week they did not know if Moore had died from a gunshot wound or from injuries sustained in the crash, which ended the pursuit. An exact cause of death has not been released.
More information came to light last week about a former Russell High School math teacher arrested on child pornography charges. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has more.
Officials say an undercover officer contacted Samuel Beeson online, posing as a 14-year-old girl in January. The messaging service being used allowed users to be anonymous, but police say they used a subpoena to trace the messages to Beeson's home. Beeson resigned his position the morning he was arrested. He remains free on a $5,000 bond and is scheduled for a pretrial conference on June 11th. Beeson pleaded not guilty to unlawful use of electronic means to induce a minor to engage in sexual or other prohibited activities and 5 charges of possession or viewing matter portraying a sexual performance by a minor. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
A Bracken County man has been indicted on charges related to an alleged robbery and stabbing. The Maysville Ledger Independent reports 38-year-old Gary R. Orms is charged with 1 count of first-degree assault, 1 count of fourth-degree assault, and 1 count of first-degree robbery. According to the indictment on March 11, 2019, Orms allegedly committed the robbery and assaulted Joshua McElfrish by stabbing him with a knife. He also allegedly shoved and pulled the hair of Carrie High. Orms is currently lodged in the Mason County Detention Center.
Kentucky State Police said a body was found Sunday morning in the Kentucky River near the Altro community. Authorities said they were called out about 9 a.m. to a stretch of the North Fork of the Kentucky River after the body was discovered. Officials tell LAX18 the body was recovered and Breathitt County Coroner Hargis Epperson officially pronounced the person dead at 10:45 a.m. Kentucky State Police said the body was sent to the State Medical Examiner's Office in Frankfort for an autopsy. They are still working to identify that body.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60 degrees. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 65. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. Wednesday night, a 10% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 64 degrees. Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 81. Chance of precipitation is at 60%. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures, in Flemingsburg, 74 degrees, Maysville, 75, Ashland, 80, Grayson, 79, Inez, 82, Mount Sterling, 73, Lexington, 77, and in Moorhead, it's currently 77 degrees.
On our feature segment today, Moorhead State University's Kentucky Center for Traditional Music is having its annual Sounds of Our Heritage season finale concert on Tuesday. WMKY's Naya Andueza has the story.
Every semester, the KCTM holds a finale concert as part of the Sounds of Our Heritage concert series. Director Raymond McLean says it's a wonderful event.
All the sections of traditional music ensemble band class basically are represented, and we offer band class in all the styles of music that we consider part of our traditional music from our region, bluegrass, old-time string band, old-time country, western swing, blues, gospel, old ballad singing, all the music that is associated with our Southern Mountain region.
The semester finale concert has been so successful and popularized in the years past, the KCTM has had to move to larger venues.
For the last several years, we've been holding the event at the Moorhead Conference Center. For the first few years that we did the event at the Round County Arts Center, and it just became so overcrowded that we had to move.
McLean says there is a large variety during the program, not only in the selection of music, but also in the students.
Some of them are quite experienced, and we've done, you know, a bit of touring on a regional and national level with some of them, in some cases international travel over the years, and some are just beginning. Some people, when they step on stage with their introductory ensemble, for example, some have never been on stage before.
Every student in band class is required to perform publicly at least twice a semester. McLean says having concerts is good for the students.
It's a little difficult to prepare someone to go out and play on stage if they've never played on stage. So giving this opportunity in this situation is, I think it's invaluable if a student is studying this kind of music.
As of last year, 100% of the students graduating with a Bachelor of Arts degree in traditional music have found employment in the music business. McLean says those who are now employed are getting the full scope of the industry.
Everything from performing as band members, as band leaders, in some cases booking agent, in some cases writing for in trade magazines about music, in some cases promotion, and in many cases a combination of those things, because of course when you're going into a career like this you want to have parallel career paths, and because it all works together.
The concert is from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Moorhead Conference Center.
And we're going to have a lot of good music by a lot of the great student musicians that have been working so hard all year getting ready for this concert.
For WMKY News, I'm Naya Andweza.
It's 4:46 and 77 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio right here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this sunny Monday afternoon. Cody Robinson has sports after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Moorhead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour, or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457. Viking baseball returns to Don G. Harden Field tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Cody Robinson. The Rowan County baseball team returns to their home field tonight. The 23-3 Vikings host Bracken County. The Polar Bears are 12-6-1 on the season. Rowan grabbed 3 bog wins at the Louisville Invitational Tournament over the weekend. They beat Scott County, Collins, and Pleasure Ridge Park. Head coach Scott Collins says the weekend success is due to the Vikings' pitching staff.
And Mason Moore, Matthew Gagliano, and A.J. Hacker, you know, they went the distance. We only had to use one reliever, and that was the PRP game, and the reliever came in through 3 pitches and got a strikeout. So, you know, our starters, you know, really helped us out.
Game time tonight at the Don G. Harden Field is set for 6 p.m. Taking a look at regional baseball action tonight, Bath County hits the road for a doubleheader with Jackson City. Game 1 is set to begin at 6 p.m. Also tonight, East Carter hosts Morgan County. Lewis County hosts Russell, Raceland hosts Greenup, and West Carter hosts Elliott County. First pitch for all those games is set for 6 p.m. Looking at 16th regional softball action for tonight, East Carter hosts Elliott at 5:30. Then Bath County heads to Augusta, West Carter travels to Fleming, Morgan heads to McGoffin, and Russell hosts Greenup. Those 4 matchups are set to begin at 6. We'll have some scores from those matchups tomorrow on Morning Edition. The Vikings softball team is gearing up for a doubleheader with Menifee on Tuesday night. Rowan is coming off of 2 losses at the Bluegrass versus Buckeye Showcase at Dixie Heights over the weekend. That puts Rowan at 14-9 on the season, going into the final 3 weeks of regular season play. The Lady Cats stand at 4-15 on the season. They stomped Buckhorn in 3 innings on Saturday, 24-5, before falling to Jackson City 13-3 in 5 innings. Game time tomorrow night at Sloan Stadium is set for 6 p.m. 3 weeks remain in regular season play. The Moorhead State softball team is gearing up for a doubleheader with Marshall tomorrow. The Eagles stand at 12-37 on the season. The Herd comes to town with a 31-17 record. They are 14-7 in CUSA play. Moorhead head coach Samantha Jones says she hopes her team will be fierce on the field in spite of their season record.
It's very easy to see that there hasn't been much improvement because of the scoreboard. You know, but when you take a little bit of an internal look, and if you're at practice and you're seeing the work ethic that they're putting in there, if you're in the weight room and you see how much more they're doing there and how much better they're trying to do in academics, like there's a lot of improvements that have gone on, you know, from over the past 2 years or whatever it may be. And so, you know, it's hard to focus on those things.
Game times in Moorhead on Tuesday are set for 1 and 3 p.m. The Moorhead State baseball team has a few days to recover from weekend play in Jacksonville, Alabama. The Eagles went 1-2 in a three-game series with the Jacksonville State. MSU will face off with Marshall on Wednesday before beginning hosting Murray State this weekend. Head coach Mike McGuire says his team needs to refocus this week.
Our Murray team is playing really well and, you know, coming in not playing well. So, I mean, we got to match that and defend things on our home turf. You know, I thought Tuesday and Friday we were turning the corner on the road, and then, you know, obviously we took a step back the last 2 days, and that's disappointing.
Game time Wednesday is set for 3 p.m. in Huntington. The three-game series with Murray begins Friday at 5 p.m. The Moorhead State University men's track and field team saw two top five finishes this weekend. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has more.
Moorhead State track and field redshirt senior Justin Mokler was the class of the field, taking home first place in the men's 1500 meter at the Lenny Lyles Clark Wood Invitational Saturday afternoon. Mokler, a native of Brampton, Ontario, crossed the finish line with a final time of 3 minutes 49.6 seconds. Also of note was senior Jordan Carrington of Somerset, who placed fourth in the same event with a time of 3 minutes 51.9 seconds. The Eagles now head to their final week of regular season competition before heading to the Ohio Valley Conference Championship in 2 weeks. Moorhead State's men and women's track and field next travels to Lynchburg, Virginia, to compete in the Liberty Twilight at Liberty University on Wednesday. For WMKY Sports, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
The Cincinnati Reds are back on the road this evening to begin a four-game series with the Mets in New York. Since he is coming off of a series with the Cardinals where they won 1 of 3, manager David Bell spoke with Reds.com, saying he's pleased with the team's continued improvement.
We've talked about it being a matter of time and believing in these guys, but, you know, it happened. The confidence comes with the success, and they know they can hit, and we know they can, and but it's good to get some success and, you know, big hits in games that help contribute to wins. We like the direction we're headed. We like a lot of things about how we're coming together as a team. So we'll just continue to come out every day and compete.
First pitch this evening is set for 10 after 7 at Citi Field. And finally in sports, 5 Hall of Fame trainers will send horses into the starting gate in Saturday's Kentucky Derby. Paul Miles reports.
Richard Mandela is 0 for 6 in the Derby. This year he trains the favorite, Omaha Beach. Bill Mott is 0 for 8, and Steve Asmussen is winless in 19 starts. What's it like to win the Derby? Shug McGahee trained Orb in 2013.
If you ever want to talk about it, I'll be glad to sit down and tell you about it. But it's, as Lynn Whiting told me, it's the sugar doesn't wash off. And that's about the best way I can put it. It's, you know, sometimes I'll be driving down the road and think about it, and I think, well, yeah, you did win the Derby.
McGahee will saddle Code of Honor in this year's race. Bob Baffert has 3 contenders. He is seeking his 6th Derby victory. I'm Paul Miles.
And that's your look at sports. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Cody Robinson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at MSUEagles.com. Eagle Baseball will host Murray State for a 3-game series this weekend. Game times are at 5 p.m. on Friday, 2 p.m. on Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at MSUEagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The S&P 500 reached another all-time high, but the session's gains were kept in check as investors braced for a busy week, including a flurry of corporate earnings reports, economic data, and an announcement from the Federal Reserve. And at the close, the Dow Industrials finished with a gain of 11.06 at 26,554.39. The S&P 500, as mentioned, at a new record closing high of 2943.03 as the S&P 500 finished with a gain of 3.15. And the NASDAQ Composite also notched another all-time closing high, as with the NASDAQ up 15.45 at 8161.85. The tech-heavy NASDAQ, of course, rising today, and large tech stocks again showing good strength today, although after the close, Google, or I should say Alphabet, which is the parent of Google, reported less than expected earnings, sending the stock down in after-hours trading by 5%. Restaurant Brands reported earlier today, and their earnings came in weaker than expected after a surprise drop in Tim Hortons sales, and the shares were down 22%. Spotify Technology posted a bigger-than-forecast loss, and this offset news that it reached 100 million subscribers for its premium service. Shares of Spotify fell about 0.1%. Companies are expected that will release their quarterly results this week include Apple, GE, and Qualcomm. And strong corporate reports last week helped push the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ up by both of those indices had gains of right at 1% last week. Through this morning, 231 companies in the S&P 500 have reported, and of these companies, 77.5% have actually topped analyst expectations. Of course, on the data front, April's non-farm payrolls report is scheduled for release this Friday, along with international trade numbers, and factory orders, construction spending, and consumer confidence data are all due for release this week. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.5% at $63.60 a barrel. Gold was down 0.6% at $1,281.50 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a fair day with the Stock 600 index up 0.1%. And in Asia, markets were mixed with the Shanghai down 0.8% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 1%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, and the worst performers were Intel and Procter & Gamble. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Ingersoll Rand and Archer Daniels Midland, while the worst performers were C.H. Robinson Worldwide and Coty. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Fifth Third Bank up 35 cents at $28.75, Walmart up 6 cents at $101.59, Yum Brands down 31 cents at $103.78, Marathon Petroleum up 60 cents at $60.99, UPS up 87 cents at $104.82, and PPL Energy was down 21 cents to finish at $30.57. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one- and two-numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
Taking a look at some events coming up in the region, individuals are invited to a bluegrass jamming class at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. The course will be held on Sunday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m., April 28th, this past Sunday, through May 26th. All bluegrass musicians of guitar, mandolin, banjo, fiddle, bass, or dobro are encouraged to attend. Registration is required online at letspick.org. Class is taught by Michelle Wallace, host of MSPR's Bluegrass Sunday.
Shop local at the First Friday Outdoor Market 4 to 7 p.m. on Friday, May 3rd on the lawn of the Rowan County Arts Center. Locally made arts and crafts, jewelry, and homegrown produce. Food trucks and live music by Elizabeth Bowman. Free admission and vendor spaces available. More information at 783-9857.
Project Cheer is sponsoring a community conversation for health in Rowan County from 1 to 3 p.m. on Friday, May 3rd. The program will take place at the Adrian Doran University Center at Moorhead State University. Topics will be discussed will be health and inclusion for individuals with disabilities. The event is free and open to the public. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition today. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Keneally Roberts, Cassidy Stearman, Grant Johnson, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Cody Robinson, Haley Stidham, Logan Pemberton, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Hilliard Lyons Bud Luke, And our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Naya Andweza. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chad Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.